Do not be afraid. To God, all-loving, creator, redeemer, and sanctifier, amen. Yes, please be seated. Do not be afraid. As I prepare to leave this amazing congregation, there are five things I want to share with you over the next five Sundays. Just five more things, and then I'll be quiet. It is in these five things that we encounter the heart of the gospel, the heart of the movement inspired by Jesus so long ago, the heart of the saints, the heart of our spiritual ancestors who are still guiding us, who are still rooting for us human beings as wars rage, as skies fill with smoke, as governments topple, as brothers sell one another into slavery, as greed grips human hearts, as rage threatens to divide us from another, as fear and anxiety for the future make our stomachs lurch. Just five things. Five echoes of Christ and his followers that we can still listen to today. Today, do not be afraid. This short line spoken by Jesus to his disciples cannot be overstated. It cannot be oversaid. So I'll say it again. You can say it with me. Do not be afraid. Turn to someone. Look at them in their beautiful eyes. Gaze into their beautiful souls. Notice how they are created the image and likeness of God. Are you looking at somebody? You're looking at me. Look at somebody. Look at them and say this. Say this to them. Say this. Boogity boogity boo. And now apologize because that wasn't very nice. And say to them, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Because there are many things out there, aren't there, to make us afraid. Jesus knew this. Just before our gospel story, where Jesus walks on water and calms the fears of his friends, his own mentor, his example, his own cousin, John the Baptist, was arrested by a tyrannical leader, imprisoned, and murdered. And the concern is that this tyrannical leader is coming for Jesus next, and we all know the end of the story, don't we? People corrupted by the pursuit of power are always trying to make us afraid. Do you, like Jesus, have a vision of the world where justice, peace, and joy guide the human heart? Do you have that vision? Well, there will always be a pilot trying to shut it down. Just like he did with Jesus. People who want to hold power over other people will always try to make us afraid. That's how they get votes. And sometimes it works. Not only was the death of John the Baptist hanging over Jesus' head before the story we are faced with this morning, but so too was the physical and spiritual hunger of the world. Just before Jesus walks on the water, just before he says to his friends, do not be afraid, Jesus went into the desert and encountered a hungry multitude. And in the desert, he provided food. There are poor and hungry people everywhere with no one to help them. Poverty for many of us even is just always clawing at the door. Our own wants and needs are always trying to make us afraid. And the inexhaustible needs of the world are always trying to make us afraid. And sometimes it works, doesn't it? But before I leave this wonderful place, there's something I want to tell you. It's not a new message. I didn't make it up. It indeed may be one of the oldest messages our spiritual ancestors have sent down to us through the ages. Despite there being so much to make us afraid, the voice of God The voice of the angels, the voices of the prophets and the apostles, the voice of Jesus himself and all the saints sing in unison. You can say it with me. Do not be afraid. Listen again to the first part of the story. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side. Did you hear that? Jesus made his disciples do it. It doesn't seem like it was their choice to go by themselves into a boat and travel to a new place. Maybe the more aware of his disciples even noticed that the weather on the horizon was already turning bad. Maybe they asked one another, why must we go into the boat now? And if we have to go, why can't Jesus come with us? We remember only 6 chapters earlier in Matthew's gospel, when the disciples got into a boat the first time. There was a horrible storm. Do you remember this story? The storm was so bad, they had to wake Jesus up so that he could tell the storm to stop. Well, this time, it looks like there's going to be another horrible storm, but this time, Jesus isn't even coming with them. What are they going to do? Reluctantly, they get into the boat. Jesus told them to, after all, and Jesus wouldn't lead them astray, right? Sure enough, their boat begins to lurch and reel. The waves beat against it, and they are despairing for their life. And this time, Jesus is not there to wake up and call for peace. I wonder if you have ever felt out of control, with no one there to help. Older teenagers and young adults feel this when their first bill comes and their parents aren't there to cover it. I still have horrible nightmares about that. Refugees feel it when they must navigate a new political system, a new healthcare system, a new language without the support of their loved ones who are left behind. People going through a faith transition where the old spiritual supports no longer suffice. They know this. They feel this when the former spiritual community closes the door on them. Maybe this congregation feels a little unsettled as you prepare to welcome a new spiritual leader in your midst, not knowing who they are or how they will fit in. A lot of things are out of our control in life. Change, it seems, is inevitable and constant. Anyone like change? No. Maybe when the light turns green, that's a good change. But change often is more like the rolling of the waves in a storm. Which is why our spiritual ancestors holler to us from the past, do not be afraid. Don't be afraid. Why? Why do they say this? Because of this. An untamed fear keeps us from learning what we are capable of. And we as humans are capable of so much good. Jesus knew this, but he knew his friends didn't know it yet. This is why he couldn't go on the boat with them this time. Even though there was a storm brewing in the skies, he couldn't go with them this time. Why? Because if Jesus went with them this time, they would never have known that they could walk on water. In other words, if Jesus didn't make his disciples go on without them, they would never have known that the same spirit that was in Jesus is also in them. They can overcome the obstacles of life, that they can overcome the dangers of life, that they themselves have the ability inside them to overcome the fears of life. Now, do not be afraid is not about suppressing our feelings. We must feel our feelings. Do not be afraid is about becoming aware of what we are capable of as God's beloved children. We know this, that there is helpful fear and unhelpful fear, right? Do we know this? Helpful fear is that fear that keeps us away from danger. Helpful fear for our ancient human ancestors included a fear of certain wild animals. a fear of certain situations like heights and deep water and strangers carrying swords. This kind of fear is helpful and healthy because it is there to preserve our life. Unhelpful fear is the sort that keeps us from doing something good because it seems too dangerous or too difficult or too uncertain. This kind of fear is unhelpful because it keeps us away from abundant life. We as God's beloved children must always be discerning when it comes to the changes and chances of life. Are we experiencing helpful fear or unhelpful fear? And unfortunately, there's no simple or comprehensive test we can take to determine this in any given moment. We have to discern this. We have to take the time to discern this. All I can offer is the example of Jesus when he was facing the scary things of his life, those tyrannical leaders, and the depth of human hunger. Jesus, we hear in the story, went away to pray. He didn't rush into things, but first went to the source of life. He gave himself to God. I wonder if you know how to pray. If you don't, do know this, there are many ways to pray. There's no one way. Catherine and Elaine and all the others who are working on an incredible fall program for the Center for Spiritual Renewal can help you with this. They are filled with the same spirit Jesus was. Your wardens and parish council can help you with this. They are filled with the same spirit as Jesus was. The many clergy who call this place home can help you with how to pray, how to discern the kind of fear you are feeling. They are filled with the same spirit as Jesus was. The person sitting next to you, look at them again. That dear child of God who you scared the living daylights out of a few moments ago. They can help you, and you can help them. For we are all of us filled with the same spirit as Jesus was. And this spirit, this Holy Spirit, will help us discern in our hearts and minds the sort of fear we are facing, whether it's the helpful fear of preserving our life or the unhelpful fear keeping us from abundant life. Dear and beloved parish of St. Dunstan, as you get on the boat of transition for the next little while, remember this. Do not be afraid. You can walk on water because we are God's beloved children.